Thanks for joining us. This is, of course, a very interesting conversation that needs to be had when we talk about digitization and, of course, the healthcare and, most importantly, the pharmaceutical sector. A lot of developments are seen in this space, and, of course, after a very turbulent, I guess, 2 or 3 years of the pandemic situation and the post-pandemic recovery, a lot can be explored further into the developments of this sector. Joining us from Singapore is Daniel Leverick, the Chief Digital and Data Officer at Zurich Pharma. Daniel, thanks for taking the time to speak with us. Let's go through with, first of all, the Zurich Pharma Digital and Data business. Maybe you could share with us some of the key components of this business pillar of Zurich Pharma, and perhaps some key considerations that you think of when it comes to trying to bring value for your customers and consumers out there.
Sure, thanks. Great to be here. Before I begin, maybe just slightly on the digital and data journey, maybe a bit of background on Zurich Pharma. We've been connecting the healthcare ecosystem for the last 100 years, and really today we're trying to extend the value of various stakeholders by integrating digital and data solutions throughout the business. And we're doing that because we recognize there's a value of digital healthcare. So the idea, what we came up with, is really to advance healthcare through innovation with digital and data solutions, and really building a single ecosystem to make healthcare more accessible. And so we've done this in a few ways. We've looked to create an integrated ecosystem of digital first and also patient centric digital and data solutions, looking to then kind of see how we could provide digital business solutions that deliver actionable insights and commercial value. And then from there, can we innovate and raise industry standards in the pharma supply chain? And from there, hopefully, we will then be able to look at how can we increase patient engagement, touch points, and really create a better connected pharma principals, HCPs, and patients. So,
pardon me, go on, Daniel.
And so really, it's all the kind of ethos of this is really around patient centricity, really connecting the supply chain, amplifying value to the end consumer, and then to ultimately the patient.
Daniel, could you share with us some case examples into how digital capabilities in the pharmaceutical industries have transformed the healthcare systems? Precisely, more importantly, how has this done a positive change towards the healthcare system? Maybe case studies.
Yeah, you know, one area that we've been looking at very, very heavily is around enterprise blockchain. So how can we give confidence to an end patient that a product they're about to take, a drug, has been through a genuine supply chain, so that that we can make sure that there are no counterfeits in the market, we can make sure that they've been stored in the right quality conditions. This is something that we've launched into a few markets across Asia. Malaysia is one of those markets as well. And so again, it's all about connecting the ecosystem and giving confidence to the end patient. Another area that we're seeing and really where we're trying to help facilitate the delivery of like kind of life-saving drugs is around e-commerce. So looking at B2B e-commerce, how can we connect doctors, clinics, to be able to order and schedule the delivery of products at any point in time when they need them. And so again, this is one of our key strong areas that we've launched in Malaysia as well, across the other 13 markets that we're in. And again, it's all around really being able to make sure that we can facilitate the ecosystem and make sure that we can make healthcare more accessible.
Let's talk about making healthcare a little bit more accessible, because as we know, a patient's journey is beyond hospital visits. We're looking at the continuous care for the patient and, of course, whether or not this could be decoupled with the hospital engagement outright and whether or not we can reduce the burden that we're seeing in many hospitals in this country as well as around the world, actually. How is the digital service going to help reduce the burden of the hospitals, improve the connection with consumers, and most importantly, try to bring down the cost for everyone involved?
Yeah, I think we can all understand that COVID-19 pandemic has really accelerated the uptake of digital and not just digital, but across healthcare solutions. Obviously, telehealth is probably one of the major ones that we've seen. And really, this shift to digitalization can be a catalyst in achieving greater health equality. I guess with digitalization, healthcare is kind of moving from being proactive to being much more reactive. And that will enable great access to quality healthcare, particularly for the underserved and hard to reach communities in the markets. Obviously, Asia, a very complex market across the 13 regions that we serve, and a very diverse geography. And also what we're now starting to see is that consumers are increasingly wanting to take charge of their own health decisions. And so they're looking towards these consumer facing technologies that really enhance and improve the patient experience. And so at Zuliga, and with what we're trying to do with digital and data, it's really, as I say, about building an ecosystem of solutions that benefits the end consumer rather than purely looking at this as a B2B kind of play. So it's really connected, sustainable in the long run, and building collaborative solutions that really connecting everybody together.
Let's talk about the ecosystem that you're trying to build. What would be the components inside this ecosystem, Daniel?
We have a few areas that we're looking at. Telehealth is one of our key digital solutions. We're now starting to see, can we take this maybe one step further? So what is the art of the kind of the possible? So metaverse is an area that we've started to take steps into, and really looking at whether we can reimagine a B2B to C healthcare journey in Asia for connecting and really more accessible healthcare to amplify the value for the patient. And then we're also seeing, come from there, if you making footsteps into the metaverse, can you look at maybe, could you change the interaction with a doctor through telehealth? Could you start to look at a digital twin and kind of building up these different solutions and addressing the very much the kind of siloed nature of the healthcare system?
The idea here is, of course, make it a little bit more adaptive and natural for people to adopt the kind of solutions that you guys are bringing to the market. However, there has to be some form of learning curve involved. How do you ensure that the learning curve is reduced to the best capability to ensure that all stakeholders get on board on the system as fast as possible? Doctors, I'm sure they have a day job and therefore they might not necessarily be able to spend a lot more time trying to learn new systems. Patients who have varying degrees of affinity towards technology. Generally speaking, how to ensure that people get on the system while trying to reduce the barrier of entry and adopting a little bit quicker the kind of solutions that you're providing?
Yeah, I think you touched on it. There's varying tech maturity across the markets in Asia. Each market's at a different stage in its digital transformation journey. But digital transformation is more than just bringing systems and processes to a digital environment out of convenience. I think what we're trying to do is really serve the needs of the various markets. We work very closely with government stakeholders. We work with private organizations. And it's really to help introduce new and sustainable technologies. And again, it's all about making healthcare more accessible. So it's really about kind of making sure that we have no barriers to entry, making sure that the solutions themselves are as easy as easy to use and adopt as possible. And really from there, building out this connected ecosystem that will drive the use and the success of the healthcare.
Okay, we'll go for one short break. When we come back, we'll discuss a little bit more with Zulik Pharma. We'll be right back after these messages. Thanks for staying on with us. This is, of course, Notepad in our sub-segment called Health Matters. Joining us on the line all the way from Singapore is Daniel Leverick, the Chief Digital and Data Officer at Zulik Pharma. Daniel, earlier on, we were talking about solutions, ecosystem, the users, stakeholders that are involved in this. But of course, the key component to all of this is, of course, data. You were touching a little bit more on blockchain early on. Perhaps you could elaborate on how the importance of data in the supply chain management is going to be upheld. And of course, security as well, as we all know, data in healthcare has to have the highest amount of security possible, perhaps even more so compared to, say, financial data, for instance. How do you ensure that data is managed in the supply chain management of the healthcare systems, as well as the security there as well?
So definitely, you know, data is now being viewed as a critical enterprise asset. I think data providers are really challenged with sometimes a lack of technological capabilities and data compliant processes. Data consumers are faced with varied tech maturity and development and really a lack of sometimes trust in the technology. And so what we're trying to do is really amplify the value for patients with a data-driven approach and providing digital-first solutions which can promote agile transformation. And so we're really looking at a few different areas. One is around a system that we call a digital health exchange, and really enabling data democratization while assuring that data remains confidential, it's in a trusted environment, and is guaranteed with data security and confidentiality. And from there, on top of that, you can then start to look at your more advanced data insights and analytics, which can accelerate commercial growth by giving quality insights and allowing for actionable kind of business strategies. And I think you touched on, obviously, blockchain is a key part for us. I think one area in Asia is that serialization is not currently mandated across the region. And serialization really, really helps us to get that kind of lower granularity of security, because from there we know where each individual packet has been and where it's supposed to go. And so in Asia, pharma supply chains tend to operate in silos. There's a lack of data integration, which then brings a lack of end-to-end traceability and visibility in supply chain. If we can kind of solve this and we can grab serialization, it really will help healthcare entities to be able to do more accurate forecasting and demand, really able to optimize and automate. And then we can build that trust element in as well, because we can guarantee that a product is genuine and it's in the right place that it should be.
On top of this, I also want to understand a bit better in terms of how data can help the stakeholders make informed decisions, also the speed of it and the variability of it. And of course, on top of all this, how do you ensure that the data is not too overwhelming to a point where it becomes, I don't know whether there's a term for it, but called data paralysis of sorts. How do you get the data that is required for the users to be used in the timely manner and at the right amount that is required? Not too much, but enough. Not too little, but enough.
No, you're completely right. I think there can be an overwhelming amount of data out there. There's a wealth of data and a huge amount that we can do with it. So really, what we've always looked to do is really see how can we give informed insights to both patients and obviously clients to make sure that they can do something tangible and really make some smart decisions with that data. I think one area that we've looked at is kind of how do you leverage more AI? And so one area that we looked at was a solution we call Infection Watch Outbreak Alert. And this solution benefits both pharma manufacturers, patients, and governments, because what we can do is start to accurately forecast current and future pandemic instances. So looking at the wealth of data out there, we can then start to say, okay, based on this data, and it could be everything from supply chain to social data, is there going to be an outbreak of a particular issue at a particular time? And from there, can you do something about it? And can we be informed about it? So really, it's more about, I think, as you say, taking the kind of the pain away from being able to make those insights and offering tools that can do them very easily and in a very simple way so that people can make informed decisions.
On top of this, do you feel that you have to work closely with cloud providers, and what are the regulations involved? For instance, in the financial sector, regulators in this country at least has some form of requirement to ensure that the data is kept on-premise in-country. Does these kind of restrictions be applied in the healthcare systems, or at least some of the markets that you guys are operating out of?
Yes, definitely. And that's something that we always adhere to. Obviously, data sovereignty and keeping it inside of one's country is key. And so the solutions that we develop at Zuliga Digital and Data are all cloud native, all cloud based. We ensure that we host them in a cloud provider where the data is kept in residence in the country. And then that it conforms with all of the local standards that we need to. We actually go one step further with the kind of the security layers that we're putting on there. We look at a lot of new and advanced solutions, privacy enhancing technology, confidential computing, really to make sure that we are kind of raising the bar or at least being as secure as we can in the data content.
Okay, we'll go for one short break. When we come back, we'll discuss a bit more with Zuliga Pharma. Thanks for staying on with us. I have with me Daniel Leverick, the Chief Digital and Data Officer at Zuliga Pharma, dialing in from Singapore. Let's talk a little bit more about the key challenges and deterrents that you have observed in the adoption of technology in the healthcare sector. We've discussed this or we've touched this a bit just now, but generally speaking, what would be some of the lessons learned in terms of user adoption, and how do you propagate this to a point where it becomes mass adoption, or is that not part of the plan? You don't really need mass adoption, Daniel.
I'm not sure we need mass adoption. I think we spoke a little bit earlier. There's obviously varying tech maturity across the markets. I think also what is quite interesting is that all of the markets that we operate in Asia are very different. So it's a very different expectation. A lot of the solutions that we've launched have been in a B2B context, but now we're now seeing that everybody expects a B2C experience. And that could be looking at e-commerce. Everybody expects a normal, as we would at home, a normal e-commerce experience to be able to do everything on one side. And so I think that that has been something that we've had to address pretty quickly to say, okay, how can we pivot these solutions and make sure that people are getting the experience that they expect. I think there tends to be a very tech savvy and app driven people out there, but also you start to see and where people talk about app fatigue. There are too many apps out there, too many digital solutions. So really, how do you make sure that the solution can be readily adopted, maybe into a local or a nationwide super app, rather than having to launch a new solution onto the marketplace. And so it's been a very much a kind of a learning curve, depending on the markets that we're launching the solutions into. I think we're getting to the point where the adoption, we've seen steady adoption, we've seen steady usage, and the experience is just evolving over time.
I also want to learn a little bit more in terms of the tech maturity that you touched on earlier, more precisely in terms of the market receptiveness towards, say, for instance, blockchain solutions or telehealth. Zuliga Pharma, of course, operates globally. What has been the market receptiveness from the various markets that you operate in, and how do you tie this back to, say, for instance, Malaysia or Singapore, the markets that you're very close at?
I think, look, when we started this journey, blockchain was very much a buzzword. Was it going to be the next kind of flash in the pan? Was it there to stay? I think now we've seen certainly in pharma supply chain, blockchain is being taken very seriously. I think it is essential to be able to connect the end-to-end ecosystem and supply chain and be able to kind of drive the value of what we're doing here. Telehealth has been readily adopted and accepted across both Singapore and Malaysia. I think what we're now seeing is how can we connect the solutions together? How can we empower maybe patients to be in control of their data, to be able to carry their own electronic health record, and be able to then make informed decisions about who they share that data with and be in the driving seat. I think that is where we're starting to see the next wave of interest. And with the new technologies, we spoke about blockchain, we're now talking about Web3. This will enable people to take ownership and be able to kind of make those decisions themselves.
And of course, Daniel, before we conclude our conversation today, I just want to learn a little bit more about how are the funding going to look like from Zulich Pharma towards the digital business? Are you guys spending a lot in this space, not just in financial terms, but of course, non-financial aspect as well, time, for instance, or even resources? How are things going to be supported in terms of trying to achieve these goals that you are set out to do right now?
Yeah, I think we're certainly investing in this space, both from a monetary point and also people. COVID-19 showed us that we had to really embrace digital and become a digital first organization. And so digital is here to stay. We continue to stay focused on innovating and delivering solutions for digital first and patient centric digital experience. And really to make healthcare more accessible. And we're trying to look at how can we connect this whole journey from plant to patient. And so that's what we are looking at from a Zulich Pharma digital and data perspective. We will continue to kind of create new cutting edge solutions and deliver them to the market. And so there's a commitment there from us to keep on doing that.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Daniel. I wish you all the best. And of course, Happy New Year to you too. New Year's just around the corner. And of course, that was our conversation with Daniel Leverick, the Chief Digital and Data Officer at Zulich Pharma. We're going to be bringing you a lot more of these kind of updates where it comes of an intersection between the healthcare world as well as the business world. So do stay on with us. Do check out Health Matters as well as on Notepad on all of Astro Awani's platforms. But until then, thanks very much for staying and watching us. Catch you in the next one.